With a 16% swing, Labor has emphatically won the WA election. While upper house results are less clear, it would appear that One Nation's vote has crumbled in many urban areas to less than half of their previous election tally. The pollsters appear to have been vindicated in this election, yet the actual vote is still going to cause Malcolm Turnbull's government a great deal of pain. Roderick Chambers has this report.
I came here 27 years ago in my Corolla across the Nullarbor, and today the people of Western Australia have made me Premier. Thank you.
And today Western Australia has a new government. And for the upwards of 40-odd supporters sharing Mark McGowan's victory speech, this was the sweetest victory of all.
Western Australians showed the way for the rest of the country.
Astoundingly, after a series of failures by pollsters and pundits in recent elections, the polls correctly predicted an ALP win. But Dr. Peter Chen, senior lecturer in politics from the University of Sydney, agreed that the size of the win was a surprise.
No, that's right. So certainly it was anticipated that there would be a change of government, and people were relatively confident that the lower house was basically going to be taken by the Labor Party. But the size of the swing has caught people by surprise. And we have to keep in mind that counting is still going on, but at the moment we're talking about a two sort of level swing. So one, there's a swing towards the Labor Party, which is going to form government in the lower house without the need of any support. And we're talking about a 9 to 10% swing to them, but a 15 to 16% swing away from the Liberal Party particularly. So, you know, the swing is a story of two parts. Yes, there's a positive endorsement of an incoming Labor government, but there's a much bigger, in a sense, a smackdown for the Liberal Party in Western Australia from this election.
Of course, Pauline Hanson's One Nation did not perform well in this election, probably due to a lot of really dubious fringe candidates and Hanson's own gaffe about child vaccinations. And the much-publicised Liberal preference deal did appear badly to affect the Liberals' moderate base. This bad feeling is now spilling over to the federal sphere for Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Peter Chen again.
With regards to talking about preferencing One Nation, he's already been asked if he would make some sort of statement where he says he's not going to preference One Nation. He said he's not going to make such a statement. He's kind of a bit blocked in. If he came back and repudiated West Australia's strategy, it would be seen as slapping down the people in West Australia. On the other hand, he's has been, in a sense, wedged by Arthur Sinodinos, who came out and talked so lovingly of how sophisticated One Nation has become. And so if he walked away from One Nation, he would have to also, in a sense, repudiate what Arthur Sinodinos and others have said. But I see that the Treasurer is currently coming out and saying, you know, there was a dumb deal to do.
This could be making many WA Liberal MPs very nervous.
I think the government in general is going to be nervous about this because this is an absolutely devastating outcome. And for all that you can say, state and federal politics run on their own tracks, they don't. They have a degree of separateness to them and they can run in counter directions. But what happens at the state does filter up into the federal arena. And I guess the interesting thing is, in terms of that one topic that everyone loves to talk about, the kind of leadership issue, here's another data point for people who, you know, support rolling over the current Prime Minister. There was an attempt made on the Premier, and some people now in the wash-up of the election, and you know, there's always a look for scapegoats, say, well, we would have maybe done better if we'd actually rolled the Premier last year. And some people at the federal level would say, look, they stuck with a leader on the decline in Western Australia and look what it got him. We should go early and find someone to replace the current Prime Minister.
On the hustings, ALP insider Elijah Perrier said that Labor cannot afford to be complacent, as it was really a vote against the Barnett government, which had been on the nose in WA for some time.
The Liberal Barnett government has wasted 8 years of the mining boom. Labor couldn't do any worse.
And people in New South Wales and Victoria don't realise what it's like to be in a boom-bust cycle state like WA, whose economy is largely dependent upon iron ore prices. House prices in WA are actually going down and some people have negative equity and no job.
And that's certainly the case where I was campaigning. You have a lot of people who bought high as in the house prices were quite high and wages were quite high. And then when the boom stopped, they were left with not only either no income because they lost their job, but their house price was dropping, so they're in negative equity territory. And that was a huge point of issue for a lot of voters. And
That, of course, is the subprime scenario. Lose your job, house price goes down. You know,
it's not just house prices. People funded their lifestyles using their mortgages. So, and I'm not saying everyone had a jet ski or a boat, but a lot of people, you know, funded a lot of how they lived on the expectation that they could pay it back in the future because the house price was always going to go up. And it was quite a rude shock. So, you know, the mining boom was, for a lot of people, their one chance, if you like, to earn big bucks. And now the mining boom's gone, they're having to readjust to opportunities where, even in the best case scenario, they're not able to live the life to which they'd become accustomed.
But one person who is happy is opposition leader Bill Shorten, who campaigned extensively in WA, unlike Malcolm Turnbull. Elijah Perrier could see he was energised.
I saw him on the Friday. He was at a Labor drinks function. He was firing up the troops. And, yeah, I think obviously Labor's going to tie this into, I mean, the stuff with penalty rates as well, that was like, a lot of people I spoke to were not happy about that, even though it's a federal issue. So, and that's something that Shorten was focused on. You know, I think he was right to do it.
And although the penalty rate decision did not affect most people, it is the spectre of a pay decrease which Bill Shorten will be putting to the electorate. What if this happened to you?
Roderick Chambers ending that report.